This is the story of Rainbow Bright and her special friend. You can read along with me in your book. You will know it is time to turn the page when you hear the chimes ring like this. Let's begin now. At the far end of the rainbow, there is a beautiful place called Rainbow Land. Rainbow Bright and the Color Kids live there. Together, they keep the colors bright and cheerful all over the world. But they couldn't begin to do their job without the help of Rainbow's special friend, her magnificent horse, Starlight. One day, Starlight woke up early. When he remembered what day it was, he felt very happy and excited. Rainbow Bright had been away from Rainbow Land for several days, and he had missed her terribly. But today, she was coming home. Starlight shook the dew out of his mane and galloped across the meadow to the Color Castle where the Color Kids lived. They were busy getting ready for Rainbow's homecoming. He greeted them happily.
I can hardly wait to see Rainbow, but I'd like to look especially handsome. Do you think you could help me?
Indigo jumped up and down.
What a wonderful idea, Starlight! We'd love to help you.
Everyone went right to work. Red Butler and Canary Yellow brushed Starlight's coat until it shined. The sprites gathered star sprinkles, and Lala Orange and Patio Green wove them into Starlight's mane and tail. When they were done, Shy Violet brought Starlight a mirror so he could see himself. He was so delighted, he pranced around in a circle.
I look wonderful. Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you. Now, is there any way I can help you get ready for Rainbow Bright's arrival?
Red Butler slapped his forehead.
I almost forgot. I wanted to have some fresh apples for her, but the best orchard is on the far side of Red Region. I'll never get there and back before she arrives.
Starlight stamped his hoof excitedly.
Say no more. Jump on my back and we'll be back with Rainbow's apples in no time.
But Starlight didn't know that Murky Dismal was watching them from a shadowy bush nearby. Murky lived in a gloomy, colorless place near Rainbow Land called the Pits. There he and his bumbling sidekick, Lurky, hatched all their plots against Rainbow Bright. His one goal in life was to keep her and her friends from bringing color to the world. As the horse and boy galloped off, Murky turned with an evil grin to Lurky.
So, that conceited horse wants to look perfect for Rainbow Bright. Lurky, I think we should do something about that.
The two villains jumped into their car, the grunge buggy, and zoomed off after Starlight and Red Button. Just outside the Red Region, Murky saw something that made his eyes light up.
Stop the car, Lurky! This is the perfect spot for what I have in mind.
Lurky stepped on the brake.
What are we gonna do, boss?
We're going to make a mud bath for that sappy stallion!
Lurky got a pail from the back of the grunge buggy and began pouring water on the dusty road. Soon, a tremendous mud puddle filled the road from one side to the other. Murky rubbed his hands in glee.
Let's see how Rainbow Bright likes Starlight when he shows up looking like an old plow horse.
Meanwhile, Starlight and Red Butler had picked a huge bag full of apples and were hurrying back home. As Starlight galloped around a curve, he suddenly saw Murky's mud puddle right in front of him. He tried to stop, but it was too late. He slipped in the slimy mud and fell. Both he and Red Butler were covered from head to foot with sticky mud. Lurky laughed so hard he fell over on his back holding his sides. Murky Dismal roared with laughter.
Look at Starlight, the Wonder Horse. What a horrible mess! Rainbow Bright isn't going to want to have anything to do with a horse that looks like that!
Dismally, Starlight picked himself up out of the gooey mud. He was heartbroken.
I can't meet Rainbow Bright looking like this. Murky Dismal, how could you do this to us?
But Murky just grinned at him. The last thing Starlight heard as the grunge buggy drove off was the sound of Murky's laughter. Red Butler stood up and wiped the worst of the mud off his face.
Are you all right, Starlight?
How can I be all right? Just look at me. I was so excited before, and now that mean, Murky Dismal has spoiled what was going to be a wonderful day.
Red tried to cheer up the unhappy horse.
Let's hurry back to the Color Castle. If everyone pitches in, I bet we can clean you up again before Rainbow Bright arrives.
Everyone would laugh at me. Besides, there isn't enough time. It's just no use.
And Starlight ran off to hide in the forest. Quite a while later, Red Butler walked into the Color Castle. Rainbow Bright had already arrived, and she and the others gathered around him.
Red, what happened to you? And where's Starlight? I was terribly worried when the two of you weren't here to greet me.
Quickly, Red told them about Murky's nasty trick and how upset poor Starlight was. Rainbow gasped.
Why, that's terrible. I'll have to go find Starlight and bring him home myself.
Red frowned.
It might not be that simple. You know how proud he is of his looks. He's very embarrassed and worried that we would all laugh at him.
Indigo wiped away a tear.
Oh, how could he think that? We'd never laugh at him.
Rainbow smiled at her.
Of course we wouldn't, but I have an idea. Maybe we can all do something to make him feel better.
Then she told them her plan. Everyone agreed it was a great idea. Rainbow Bright walked to the edge of the forest and called into the gloom.
Starlight, where are you? Please come out. I want to talk to you.
She heard Starlight's voice from deep in the shadows.
I can't come out. I look so awful. I don't want you to see me like this.
Rainbow chided him.
You should know that doesn't matter. When you weren't there to greet me, I didn't wonder what you looked like. I was worried that something had happened to you.
Starlight knew she was right. Ashamed that he hadn't trusted her, he slowly crept out from the shadowy trees. Rainbow Bright ran up to Starlight and gave him a big hug.
Oh, Starlight, what you look like doesn't matter. I'll always love you for the beauty in your heart.
I know, Rainbow. I was being silly. I so wanted to look handsome for you when you returned.
Rainbow jumped onto Starlight's back. She patted his neck.
Now it's time to go back and see the others.
Starlight whinnied a protest.
No, please, clean me up first. If the color kids see me like this, they'll laugh.
Trust me, Starlight. I'm your friend, and I promise no one will laugh at you.
Together, the two friends flew back to the Color Castle. But when Starlight swooped down and landed by the front gate, he couldn't believe his eyes. There were all the Color Kids and all the sprites covered from head to foot with mud. Red Butler stepped forward.
Hi, Starlight. I thought you looked so good covered with mud that I decided we should try it.
Starlight had to laugh.
You certainly look very silly, almost as silly as I was acting. And I love you all, even covered with mud.
Starlight smiled to himself. He knew he had the best friends in the world. That was the end of the story. If you would like to do the activities now, turn your tape over.